This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Donald Trump held a rally in Pennsylvania late last week. This was after the Florida rally. We talked about the Florida rally a little bit earlier, and the press went crazy, unhinged. Oh, here's what's funny about it. They watch his rallies, but they don't watch him so that they can talk about, because these rallies are basically State of the Unions that he's giving you as he goes along. Trump talks about, you know, the policies, various policy positions. He lists unemployment, he lists GDP, he talks about the stock market, he talks about all the things that are impacting the ordinary person. Now, in Florida, they didn't cover it at all. It was like, you know, Trump's out there unhinged. And by the way, bringing new jobs to Florida, I think, you know, oh, I forget exactly, but Sanders talked about the number of jobs that are going to be impacted because of a Trump policy there with thousands of Floridians. And it wasn't a single word. And her comment was, while you guys in the fake media are talking about, you know, Stormy Daniels or the Helsinki being a bust or whatever else, here's Donald Trump going to Florida, impacting the lives of lots of people. And you're going to wonder, why did he carry Florida so big in the 2020 election? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. This radio show is not a Trump banner-waving flagship. Woo-hoo-hoo, we love all things Trump. We're not that. We are a pragmatist group of people here, mostly that listen to me and love getting your feedback, by the way, to tell me, Kevin, am I on the right track? One of my buddies, Tom, he's an older fella, was a strapping young gentleman. Still is. He's in the second phase of his youth. Tom's probably 80, but he writes me all the time with feedback. I love getting the feedback from you guys. So give us a shout. You can call us at 844-551-8255. This show, we try to make a difference. I was talking to a friend of mine. She works for AACONS, African American Conservatives. And now she's employed by Alan West. And we were talking the other day and she says, you know, Kevin, you're one of those guys that you actually go do things, and it's very impressive to watch. You know, she said, because we were talking about the movie Bleeding Blue. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com if you want to find out more about it. Hopefully buy a cop a ticket. I hope you guys will go out there and buy cops tickets. But anyway, we were talking about it. She's like, you're a doer. She goes, you know, a lot of people are out there talking and, you know, just lip service. You're going out there doing it. That's what we, pragmatists, go to work. We don't just recognize a problem. We see the problem and we go to work. And the problems we have right now, I'm going to tell you, the biggest work you can do is you can fight back. When somebody talks about Trump or talks about something that's against your principles, your ideology, you don't have to take it. You stand up for yourself. The media claims they're under attack. I would say to anybody, well, Donald Trump's always beating up the media, I'd say, look, the media deserves it. The media is a bully that picks a fight, gets its butt kicked, and then goes, oh, look at what he did to me. Yeah, well, guess what, bully? Keep your mouth shut, keep your hands off me, and things will be good. Trump is asking for fairness. I talked about this the other day. What are leftists going to say when, if they ever get control again? What are they going to say when, I mean, theoretically, if the media were to turn on them the way they did Trump? Donnie Deutsch, the other day, he called Donald Trump not a clown. What do you call him? The buffoon or whatever that sits in the office. We'll play the clip. But let's just go ahead and play it now.
Donnie, the saddest and most frightening thing to me when Trump is at these rallies is actually not Trump himself. It's the people. You know, there was an amazing statistic.
Well, people are excited to meet the President of the United States.
Well, it's not just that. Yes, excited is a nice word, but the rigor with which they accept his information. Was it CBS News had an amazing poll that was stunning, that people who define themselves as strong Trump supporters, 90% of people who get say their information they get from Trump they believe is accurate.
Right.
Where 60% they get from their friends or family they believe is accurate, and 10% from the media. Let's think about it again. Those people in that audience, because we're going to have to describe them as strong Trump supporters, if their friend or family member told them something, they're less likely to believe it than that goofball up there.
So Donald Trump is a goofball. Yeah, the goofball that saved Carrier and brought manufacturing jobs back to America. That goofball, the goofball whose economy generated a GDP that they claim couldn't be hit anymore, average is going to be 2%, and he will comfortably hit 4% in a fiscal year. That goofball, the goofball who's negotiated and continues to negotiate with North Korea to where we've gotten our remains of our soldiers coming back home, may not mean much to the left, but it means a lot to the families of the people whose, you know, servicemen and women died in that war. That goofball, the goofball that has Russia on notice, the goofball who's going to, who for the first time in a certainly better part of a decade, got our trade deficit lowered. That goofball? Oh, man, it's amazing to listen to these folks. And worse than that, you know, he says he fears, he doesn't fear Trump. He fears you. Finally, a guy says the truth. Now, he says it as an insult. I fear you. You know, because you're a bunch of inbred Appalachian white folks that don't know anything and you're too stupid to know who to vote for. That's what he fears you, the tooth, you know, people that have two teeth in their head. That's what he's implying. But in reality, he does fear you. You know what he fears? He fears your intellect. He fears your ability to read through the muck and the mire of what they've been feeding us for decades. That's what he fears, and he better fear it, because you finally awakened. You finally said, you know what? Enough is enough. I understand exactly what's going on here, and I mean, you get it. You get it. So, you know, that's the left's. You know, I listen to a guy like him, and I've listened to Micah, whatever her name is, and all these leftists, and I think to myself, they're so detached. All these things come as a surprise to them, but it isn't a surprise. I don't know if you've ever had a situation in your life where things were leading up to the point where you knew it was going to happen, but maybe you pretended it wasn't going to. I can't think of an analogy for it. Or situation, but I know we've all had it. And you know it's leading up to that, but you're not doing anything about it. That's where these guys are. You cannot be that detached. And I know people will say to me, Kevin, are they that detached? And I'll be honest with you. There are times I go, nah, they know. And then there are times I go, they're that detached. I'm going to stop there on that subject because we have a ton to talk about Barack Obama back in the news, and we're going to gauge his popularity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right.
Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Here's a story of leftism, if I've ever seen one. There was a couple in D.C. who quit their jobs because they wanted to go bike around the globe. Now I'll leave you to think about how you think that works out. D.C. couple, you think they're leftists? Probably. Yeah. If you quit your job to go bike around the globe, you're either rich or you're a lefty, and if you're rich, you don't go bike around the globe. Anyway, you may take your bike and bike some places and say, I'm going to have a little fun doing this, but I'm going to have my security, blah, blah, blah. You don't just do stuff like that. You don't even take your bikes. You say, we'll get bikes when we're there. We'll go with, you know, in the safety of our, in the, you know, you'll construct a little world where you go, okay, I'm not going to go here with blinders on. It's like the girl who said, I'm going to prove, like the Scandinavian girl, I'm going to walk through Afghanistan and prove that they're all loving or whatever. And you know what they found? They found her with her head bashed in, having been sexually assaulted and dead in the desert. That's what they found. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. Conservatism, pragmatism, call it whatever you want. We are realists. We understand the tribulations and trials of the world. We understand people. We understand human nature. And we say to ourselves, yeah, as much as I'd love to believe that man is good and wants to do good and all that, I know there's evil in the world, and I'm not going to do stupid stuff. But guess what? Two Americans, bicyclists, killed in an attack in Tajikistan. Couple from D.C. quit their jobs to bike around the globe. Jay Austin and Lauren Guggen or something like that, 29 years old. They'd been on the road for just over a year. And on their blog, they described the kindness and generosity of strangers around the world as they biked through Africa, Europe, and Central Asia. And trust me when I tell you, they are so right. There are so many people there who are willing to help. Who want to be, you know, the outpouring of love and is amazing. I've been there. They're very nice people. They said there were hard days, setbacks, acts of cruelty too. Strangers who tried to run him off the road or pushed him off their bikes. But Austin wrote in April, badness exists, sure, but even that's quite rare. By and large, humans are kind. Self-interested sometimes, myopic sometimes, but kind. Generous and wonderful and kind. No greater revelation has come from our journey than this. Ah, but then they ran into ISIS. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the brutal attack that ended their lives, as well as the lives of two other foreign bicyclists. A car swerved to hit a group of seven bicyclists. Assailants then jumped from the car, stabbed the bikers with knives. Three of the bicyclists survived the attack, which the State Department condemned as senseless. You know what was senseless? Going there with the belief that you could survive it. That's senseless. You're going through people who hate Americans. And the problem with that is we've indulged that culture. I told you guys when I traveled through Northern Africa, heavily Islamic, even at the time, people revered us. I didn't deal with Islam as some radical group of people that wanted to kill me. They were truly interested. I sat among people of Islam. Guys, as God is my witness, I sat among these people and we talked about it. They were like, well, Kevin, your religion is this, our religion is this. And we had a discussion of it. And it was not antagonistic. And they were curious about America. They were curious about customs and how blacks are treated and so on and so forth. And I completely opened their eyes. I was like, what are you talking? Kevin, you're very oppressed in your country. We know this. And I go, I don't know who told you that, but they lied to you. I'm over in Egypt with a tech who work for me. And they're telling me I'm oppressed. I'm like, you do understand this white guy right here? He works for me, not the other way around. You're kidding. No, no. He works for me. I'm the engineer. He's the tech. He's here to do the things I need him to do. Now, don't misunderstand me. I don't downplay his role. He's a tech. I was a tech. I know what he does. But I rely on him to troubleshoot and figure out what's going on as I do my job. But, yeah, he's my tech. Because they were, it was funny. I just told the story before. They didn't want my guy to go to dinner. He's a white dude. Steve, and they go, Kevin, we'd love for you to join us for dinner. Can you please make dinner for us? Be with my family. You know, we don't have many people over. I go, yeah, okay, Steve, you up for that? And they go, no, he cannot come. Steve was like, what? Why? And he didn't care. He's so cool. He's like, whatever. But yeah. Anyway, yeah, the Islamic State claimed the death of these two people, Jay Austin and Lauren Guggen, 29 years old, started biking and through the world, wanted to bike the world at the age of 28. I mean, look, it sounds glamorous. It sounds really good. Like, hey, come be a world model, and you end up as a sex slave in Yemen. Really? I'm just saying, it isn't all it's cracked up to be. You got to have your, look, I would love to tell you that my mindset is stuck in the mind of a four-year-old kid before he lost his mom, and life was good. You wake up in the morning, there's your mom tickling you to get up for school or whatever. And in a blink of an eye, your life changes and you become jaded. But you know what? That's the way, the unfortunate thing about growing up, getting responsibilities, and understanding where you are in the world is you are going to become more jaded. Do I understand the good of the world? I do, in ways you don't even understand. I'm telling you, I've seen the outpouring of humanity practically on every continent that I've been, that would make you cry. It blows your mind. But I've also seen evil. And let me tell you, even though evil is in short supply in comparison to the goodness of the world, that evil will find you no matter what. I have friends that go, Kevin, I'm just going to cast my fate to the wind, you know, and they, you know, look, God has definitely got you. He's looking out for you. But he understands if you're going to be a fool. God will let you be a fool. It, maybe to make the bigger point. These people were fools. Social media said, we will forever be inspired by their kindness and open-mindedness and their happiness. Yeah, okay. I'd say you might want to remember them. You can remember them any way you want. But I'm not going to let it go that there are cruel people in the world, the Islamic State, ISIS, who relishes in the idea that they killed them. And you better know that if you try to do something stupid like that, it's probably going to happen to you. What was the lady that wanted to go through some parts of Haiti? I believe she went to Haiti. Brutally raped. She survived, but her mindset changed pretty quickly on, you know, everybody over there is not exactly humanitarian and philanthropic and waiting for you to come over to save them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The search continues for 20-year-old University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Now, new details about the case include that a black SUV was seen circling the neighborhood where Molly was staying on the night she vanished. Meanwhile, Molly's mom says she gets a lot of her strength from her daughter.
Molly was an incredibly strong young woman. And I don't know that I have the strength in me, but Molly's lending me her strength every day, every night. And yes, I have my moments of complete meltdowns.
Wildfires continue to burn in Northern California, with one fire doubling in size, making it the second biggest fire in the state's history. Many people have evacuated, but not this resident.
My wife and dogs got packed and they left, but I stayed to do what has to be done. At the worst, I'll just jump in the river and let it burn over.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery. Here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
They should render their report, put up or shut up. What do you got?
Rudy Giuliani telling them, put up or shut up. That's what we used to say in the streets, man. Yeah, put up or shut up, bro. Come on. Let's do this. I love it. I love that Trump's going on the offense. I wrote about this. I said, you know what? We have too many people that just think defensively. They don't think about offense. It seems like I don't even know how to describe it. Why would you not go on the offensive? I mean, we've been in a defensive posture as Republicans for decades. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm sick of defense. It's time to be. Look, we are philosophically correct. We don't even, like I said, I know I speak for you when I say you want what's right and you know the difference between right and wrong. When the Republicans are wrong, you go against them. So we have the moral high ground to essentially say we can't go on the offensive. You want to give away the country. You want us to pay taxes for illegals. You want us to pay taxes for people that want to do us harm. You want to do harm to the police. You don't believe in law and order. You lie about your tolerance, your diversity, and all these things. You've made schools worse. You've tried to ruin anybody's, you know, biblical centric universe, religion. I mean, you name it. The left has just been an absolute catastrophe, and they get mad when you decide to fight. Who should be fighting? You're the one that should be fighting. You should be getting up every day saying, hey, putting on them gloves, not the gloves, putting on those brass knuckles and saying, okay, let's just go do this. You should be going out of your house looking for fights. Now, I'm not talking about physical. I'm talking metaphorically. Because you know the left will get this broadcast and say, hey, Kevin Jackson, yes, oh, he's fighting. Yeah, let me put it a different way. I get up in the morning with my theoretical brass knuckles on because I don't need them. I just got good old-fashioned knuckles and some tough bones in my feet and pretty hard shin bones from, you know, deadening them and beating the crap out of them over the years. And I go out looking for the fight. You know why? Because so many people have already put the challenge up. Kevin, we're going to kill you. We're going to beat you up. Okay, well, you know what? I've survived a lot of decades without a whole lot of beating ups. So bring it. But you need to fight the metaphorical fight. You need to fight the fight that says, hey, listen, a person that doesn't like Donald Trump, I don't give a crap what you think. You're an idiot. To not like Donald Trump, you're an idiot. Anyway, I wrote about some of these issues because, you know, for example, Barack Obama, he endorsed a bunch of folks, right? I don't know if you guys saw this article. Yeah, he endorsed, I think he said, they said he gave out 81 endorsements. And I was thinking, wow, you know, Obama's in the mix. He's in the fight. Didn't go as well as he thought. For example, the guy he endorsed in New York, Ocasio-Cortez beat him. He wouldn't endorse Ocasio-Cortez. One of the most left-leaning people on the planet wouldn't endorse Ocasio-Cortez. That should make you wonder something right there. Why wouldn't he? But the bigger question is, what happened to her? She lost. The man whom the left claims is Black Superman can't seem to influence elections even when he helps their candidates cheat. He couldn't drag Hillary Clinton's big old political butt and otherwise over the finish line. Doesn't seem like he can do it for others. He lost 1,080 seats during his tenure, and it's not looking any better. But here's what Breitbart said. They said Obama announced an endorsement list of 81 Democrats for the congressional midterm elections and even some candidates for governor and state level races. But he did not signal support for rising socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who surprised the political establishment by defeating prominent Congressman Joe Crowley in New York. You know the outcome of the race. She beat him. And his non-support, quite frankly, is what candidates should seek. If you want to get elected as a Democrat, let me give you a suggestion. Say, you know what, Barack Obama doesn't support me. That's what it's really come down to. Mr. Obama, would you please publicly not endorse me? So what does it mean for Ocasio-Cortez? It was smart for Obama not to endorse her. I'm going to give him credit. Though their ideologies match up perfectly, she could not be the candidate he endorsed. And you want to know why? Barack Obama recognizes in Ocasio-Cortez what other Democrats refuse to see. Worthlessness. She's not worth the, I saw a whole stack of Venezuelan money. Saw a whole stack of it. And they said that was the equivalent of $1. I mean, it was in bundles, you know, like they wrapped $10,000 in these bundles. And they said it was worth $1. The paper that it was printed on, the ink they used, and the labor that went into doing it, the banding of the money, cost the Venezuelan economy money to print their money. When you know you're in hyperinflation when it costs you money to print your money. Well, that's where they are. Anyway, Ocasio-Cortez is worthless. Obama knows, if anybody knows worthlessness, Obama recognizes the trait because he knows it himself. Every time that sucker got up and looked in the mirror, he just saw a Bozo the Clown, Barry the Clown. That was it. Imagine the skit, Homie Don't Play That. That was it. That was Barack Obama looking dead at himself. He's not as popular as people think. That's simple. I tweeted, remember the leftist propaganda that rallies mean nothing? And I'm going to talk about rallies in a bit. I said, I dare the left to take their hottest politician and hold a rally. We'll talk more about it. Barack Obama's not popular, period. He's a pariah. I think if they admit it, he's toxic. Anyway, I gave a few reasons as to why the Democrats are just running around like chickens with their heads cut off. And the first one was Obama's endorsement means nothing because he's not popular. But the second one is the Democrats don't know what their message is. Are they Democrats? Are they socialists? Or are they a hyphenation of the two? And don't ask them because they don't have an answer. Nor do they have a message. Don't believe me? Google it. I did it. I Googled it. And let me tell you what came back. It came back, Democrats roll out anti-corruption message for 2018. And I find that one funny. Anti-corruption from the most corrupt party on the planet. Here was the next one. Anthea Butler. This is NBC News. Democrats will lose in 2018 if they don't shut up about. And it doesn't tell you what it is, but it's impeachment. And other things. Here's one. Democrats turn to Hollywood for messaging help. That was in Politico. Here's one. Bloomberg. Democrats don't need a message. They have Trump. Yeah, right. Try that one. Democrats have finally found their midterm message. This was in New York Magazine. Yeah. Trust me, I read the article. They haven't found it. The next one. Abolish ICE. A winning midterm message for Democrats. You think so? Here was the next one. Dems expand 2018 message to draining the swamp. They're trying to steal Donald Trump's message. Good luck with that one. It might even get sued. Here's one. Democrats should stop agonizing over a national message for 2018. Okay, give it a shot. Don't have a message. Because Trump's message is make America great again and America first. And he's living up to it. See how long you can get away with no message. Why are they working so hard on a message if it's not necessary? And then here was the one I really liked. Democrats are losing the millennial vote and need to change message. That was right below the fact that they don't need a national message. And oh, by the way, change the message to what? So that's the laughable part of all of this. Oh, my gosh. Look, I don't feel sorry for them. Not in the least. I'm so happy to see these guys struggling. It's funny. I mean, I get up in the morning joyous over this. Anyway, Obama said this. I'm proud to endorse such a wide and impressive array of Democratic candidates, leaders as diverse, patriotic, and big-hearted as America they're running to represent. Yeah. It's not going to help a lot of people. Even Obama's lack of endorsement. Guess what? He did not endorse Bill Nelson of Minnesota, Joe Manchin, Joe Donnelly, John Tester, and Claire McCaskill. You want to know why Barack Obama did not endorse those people? Because he knows they're going to lose. He knows it. Now, why did he endorse the others? He actually believes that it may help him. The irony being, if he doesn't endorse you, it may help you more. But Claire McCaskill, that's a big, they need these are Senate races. Joe Manchin, Bill Nelson, Joe Donnelly, John Tester, and Claire McCaskill are all in battles for their political lives. I would venture to tell you 3 out of 5 of them are going to lose for sure. And Barack Obama does not endorse a single one. That tells me everything I need to know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I said it about 2 weeks ago. I said it actually just yesterday on Fox that we believe that the investigation should be brought to a close. We think they're at the end of it. They should render their report, put up, I mean, I guess if we were playing poker, we're not, we said put up or shut up. What do you got? We have every reason to believe they don't have anything. The president didn't do anything wrong. I don't think they have any evidence to do anything wrong. They have lots of stuff that goes up this alley and that alley. Last week we were chasing all these things about Cohen. The week before that, we found out that the investigation was begun by a guy who was a scoundrel struck. The week before that, the Horowitz report cast doubt on the legitimacy of both the Clinton investigation and in particular this one, because although in the Clinton investigation, Horowitz found there was that they were biased, but it didn't show the effects of bias. In this investigation, he reserved judgment on that. So that's still being investigated, whether the people who started this investigation had such a severe bias that they shouldn't have been involved in it. I don't know what the consequences of that are, but as a lawyer, one of the consequences would be that, you know, you're going to attack the legitimacy of the investigation.
That was the full quote by Rudy Giuliani, who said to Robert Mueller, put up or shut up. What do you got, man? Look, you couldn't be a more confident attorney than Giuliani, because I'll be honest with you. Some of the things Rudy says, you're like, dude, back off a little bit, brother, you know? But Rudy's like, I got an innocent client. I'm convinced of it. They got nothing. I've done discovery. This dude knows what he's doing, too. He's no slouch. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Put up or shut up. Have you ever been told that in your life? Put up or shut up. When the person told you, were they kidding? Because I said that was President Trump going stone cold offensive. And he rightfully has targeted special counsel Robert Mueller. And he's saying to Mueller, I'm coming after you. I'm no longer going to be on the defensive. I'm going to make sure you have to start producing. So that's why Mueller shifted gears the other day. He shifted gears and said, you know what, we better take a look at Tony Podesta and Barack Obama's former, you know, special whatever. So he was some lawyer to do with the Obama campaign. Even if it's temporary subterfuge, he's got to do it. But now that he's doing it, it's going to force a lot of other things to come out. How much, you know, how long can you keep the tempest in the teapot? That's the real question. I don't think they can. I think it's over. I don't even think it. I know it. What am I doing? I'm sitting up here acting like I don't know. I know it's over. Kevin Jackson, that's why you're here. You want to know. Kevin, man, tell me, what do you think's going to happen, dear prognosticator? I'm telling you right now, Mueller's going to look like a clown, because he already does. And many Democrats are going to prison. I know, Dale, you're listening out there. Is it Carl or Dale? Carl. Carl, I know you're listening, brother. And you don't believe it, people are going to go to prison. The Republicans, anybody still want to hear my take on that? The Republicans are going to win the House. They're going to win the House. They're going to win the Senate, like I said earlier. So all this is going to happen. You can rest assured. All you got to do is do your part. And you know what I'm telling you? I'm not telling you to rest on your laurels. What I tell you? I say get up in the morning, go out there, start talking smack. I don't like Donald Trump. Screw you. He doesn't like you either. And you know why? Because you're probably a deadbeat. Anybody who doesn't like Donald Trump is either a deadbeat, looking for a livable wage, doesn't want to do something on their own. Go home and take care of your kids. Or go get a job. Go do something useful with your miserable life. Use that speech. A lot of deadbeats out there. Enough is enough. Mueller's witch hunt is officially under attack. It's been that way for some time. But now, with the surrogates going out there, is Donald Trump saying enough is enough? He's been signaling this for some time. He's already authorized many members of the Trump team to go out and publicly challenge Mueller's political witch hunt that the left shamefully call a search for the truth. If they wanted the truth, Schiff would say, let's stop redacting these documents. Let's get this out for the public to see. They would stop fighting all of these things that they're constantly fighting. They're fighting. Oh, just fighting everything. Why are you fighting so much? But you know the answer. The answer is they got to fight because they are so guilty. The Republicans are saying all the time, hey, put them out there, unredacted, let the public see. And what happens every single time? Remember with all the, if you put those out there, it would be a national security nightmare. Then they redacted them and nothing happened. It would be Armageddon if we were to release this stuff. You know what the Democrats are telling you? It will be Armageddon to our party if you ever learn all the crapola that we do to thwart the American public. You would never vote for us again. We would, oh my gosh, we couldn't recover from that nightmare. And you want to know something? There are many Republicans that don't want that to happen either, so-called Republicans. because they see it as a stain on the republic. It also, it creates a big imbalance. It was kind of like after the Civil War when Democrats got so dramatically reduced. You know, they couldn't hold public office, and they had all kinds of restrictions and things like that because they were conspiring against black folks. Now, get this. Even worse, they're conspiring against everybody, not just silly Negroes, but white folks too. Oh yeah, they're conspiring against you, and you know how to fight back. The slaves didn't. The slaves had to have somebody come and save them. They needed a white Republican president by the name of Lincoln. Now, you white folks, all of us are slaves. We need another white Republican president to come save us in the name of Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's saying, you know what? Here I come to save the day. And he's kicking some leftist buttocks, booties. You know what I was saying. You know what I was thinking. So Rudy Giuliani, that's why he made that declaration. He's like, shoot, man, Mueller better step up, get to it, get it going. What'd he say? Put up or shut up. Better put up or shut up, Robert Mueller. Investigation's over. It's been over. All Trump is saying is make it official. It's over. Rudy says they don't have anything. He's confident they don't have anything because they don't have anything. You know, it's funny. I listen to leftists and that Donald Trump, he colluded with the Russians, and I hear the people say it, and I watch their reaction because I'm more body language. I've seen the talking points. I don't need to hear what's coming out of your stinking pie hole. I want to know what's your body language. And they're saying stuff they have no knowledge about. If you drill down, well, give us an example of how you know that.
Well, I mean, CNN said
no. You. Tell me how you put two and two together. It reminds me of that thing in Working Girl, you know, the show Working Girl, where what's her face used to date Antonio Banderas, Melanie Griffin. She's like doing all the work, but Sigourney Weaver takes all the credit. And when they get to the elevator scene, she says, you know, I did all that work and you know it. And the lady's like, oh, Tess, you're just, you know, scorned and all of this, and let's go. And then she says, well, then Melanie Griffith goes, well, you better ask him about some daughter, girl marrying so-and-so. And then the guy jumps off that's going to sign the deal with Sigourney Weaver, jumps off the elevator and says, explain to me what you mean by that. And she goes on to explain that guy's daughter coming to town to marry this other guy has big meaning. It was in the society pages, but it's going to impact the business deal that you're about to do. And she explained how she got to all the thought processes around the conclusion she came to. And then when the guy saw Sigourney Weaver again, he goes, how did you come upon this idea? And she couldn't explain it. And so he says, you better get your bony butt out of here. If you've seen that movie, it's a classic scene. And this is exactly what you have with leftists. Tell them, explain to me, connect the dots, if you will, on how Trump is so bad. What has he done? Connect the Russian conspiracy. Connect the conspiracy that he's a racist. Connect the conspiracy with Stormy Daniels and everything else. You've got all this plethora of information. They've said horrible things about this man. Stuff that if they had consciences and hearts, they had any morals or ethics, the left would, they would, you know, not to be dramatic here, but they would off themselves. You can't be that evil and that cruel and want to live. That's just diabolical. And they do it all in the name of politics. You know what? They say, it's okay. It's Donald Trump we're getting rid of. Oh, but before that, it's okay. It's George Bush we're getting rid of. Oh, it's okay. It's Ronald Reagan we're getting rid of. Ideologically, you're just trying to get rid. And I'm not going to speak to Bush and some of these others, but they just don't like us ideologically. They don't care what we think. If you go, look, I think there's a limit to where taxes. There should be no limit on taxes. Okay, so I tell you what, 100%. You cool with 100%? Well, okay, so you're not cool with 100%. I tell you what, you tell me what's the number that you're cool with. Because see, I understand we need to pay taxes. I just think we pay too much. And I will tell you, I don't think the government should be running over more than a 15, maximum of a 20% tax. And I can explain why I believe that. And I won't get mad if you differ. If you say, Kevin, I think it should be 23. Short break.
This is is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.